That's outstanding. Great work, Andrew. And I have Tracy sitting with me. Tracy Bartley probably had a little smile once Natural Wheeler mentioned the great Snipers Bullet. How are you, Tracy? Great to see you here at the Bull.
Very pleasure to be here. We're excited to come down. There's about 10 of us, and we got on a road trip and hired some RVs and come on down, and took us, you know, a couple of days to come down, but we've got here, and it's something different, definitely. You know, I suppose it's a little bit like the Wagga Carnival, to some degree, but we went to the Breakfast of the Stars yesterday morning. It was a good morning, you know, and the boys are enjoying themselves.
How good is that? So you set up in the caravan park with the RVs for the trip down here. When did the Warrnambool Carnival first pique your interest to come and visit?
The boys have been planning it for 12 months since last year. Well, they didn't come, but they said, right, we've got to do another road trip. We went to Darwin last year, and then they said, right, we're going to do Warrnambool, and I ended up getting by default. I wasn't going to come, and then someone pulled out, so I ended up jumping their spot and jumped in with the boys. It's hard. Staff's probably pretty critical for us trainers right around Australia, so we're a bit short-staffed at home, but, you know, all the girls said, oh, I can go, so I'm here.
Oh, that is just absolutely magnificent. So have you ventured out? Because Warrnambool turns into a crazy animal during the week of the carnival.
Oh, I tell you what, I'm with about 8 football players and my little fellow. I can't keep up with them blokes, but I'm sure it'll be a long week. We're 3 days in now, so we're accustomed to it anyway, you know.
What do you think of when you look at the trainers like Akira Murray, who does both superstar jumpers and flat horses, about the training of these huge jumpers?
There's a lot of effort goes into it. You can just see yesterday morning when I went down to the beach there, and you can see how fit some of these horses are. And I actually said to Damien Lane, I said, makes ours look fat, you know, our horses are. But, you know, it's a different level, them guys, and they've been doing it for so long. And, you know, there's some good trainers down here. And, I mean, hence, you have a look at the quality of trainers that are here. And, you know, your Cummingses and all. So, you know, we're pleasure to be here, and we're looking forward to the next couple of days.
You might have to make it a working holiday next year and bring a horse down with you.
Many years ago, I did nom a horse for the 1,000-metre race. He was a sprinter, a very fast horse, but I didn't bring him. He drew bad, so we scrapped it. So it was the only time I ever nom one down here. But, I said to the boys, you could take one, and especially if it took it over a couple of days to get here, you know, didn't rush a trip. We had a really easy drive down. It's just such beautiful roads. You know, it was no effort at all.
With Tracy Bartley, first time visitor to the Bull with a bunch of mates as well. So, you're doing all 3 days? You're backing up all three?
My word, we are. Yes, definitely. And we're actually, I've got a runner at Wagga on Friday. I may have a runner at Wagga on Friday. He's in the Guineas, and we said to the boys, we might have to get up 4 o'clock on Friday morning and head home, so we might head straight back to Wagga.
Well, mate, that might be one to follow. MagiCon, is that the one?
Yeah, he's also in tomorrow as well at Wyong. I got him in both places, just seeing who accepted and who didn't.
Okay. We love a tip anywhere during
Warrnambool
Week.
He's a nice horse. He won the other day at Wyong. It was a good, tough win. 1350 goes up to a mile by press statement, strong. They're sort of one-battered horses, you know, roll them up on top of speed, and he lengthened good the other day to hold them off, and I'm sure he'd be very hard to beat.
How's the team going overall, Tracy? How many have you got these days?
20. We have 20 in work all the time. I've had probably a quiet season because I haven't... a bit of a change of the guard, I suppose. A lot of the older ones retired, and some nice babies coming through this year, so... running a nice 2-year-old on Friday. It's like anything. You've just got to keep working at it and hope one pops their head out and be as good as, say, one of the old horses.
Well, you've been doing it for a while, so the passion is still there to keep getting up early in the morning?
Oh, I think, you love the horse and the animal. I think we've just started changing a bit in New South Wales, going to later hours.
Are you a big fan of that?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I think there's 3 o'clock. I start at 3 every morning, but you can't sustain the staff I've been doing it for a long time, so I'm used to it, but all the young kids getting them out of bed at 3 o'clock in the morning, or 2:30, they've got to get up and drive half an hour to work. It's not really fair. I think if they go, Warwick Farm's going to 5 o'clock, Ramy's going to 5 o'clock, and I think that's more suitable, you know, for everyone involved.
Have you copped a tip yet while you're down here this week?
Oh, Jesus. There's a book written on it there at home. We got that many of them, but no, I couldn't pick out one that I really know, no.
And I see you've got the most important apparatus down here at the Bull. You've got your stubby holder in your pocket.
My word, we definitely have. They gave us one last night as well, so no, you can't hang on to a cold glass all day, not here.
Good on you, Tracy. So good to see you down here, and hopefully this is the start of what will become a bit of an annual tradition.
I'm sure we will. I'm sure we'll hook once we see the race and the jumps. I think all the boys will be hooked big time.
Awesome. Great to have you here, mate.
Thanks very much for having me.
Tracy Bartley joining us live here at the Bull.